I did not. Tatu katoa. I'm excited about this next kōrero, purely because of logistics generally, but also how amazing. And so I'll get right into it, e huama. Te hapori eke hoiho I Waikato. The hoiho community are gathering or announcing that they want people to assemble at Waiomi o Marae, and it's organised by Ruben Taipari and Hone Harawira to march over to Waitangi for, of course, Waitangi Day. And we've got Eruera Morgan with us now to have a kōrero about this. Tēnā koe e hua. As far as I know, this might be the first call-out for mo te hapori eke hoiho to join the march. Kei te tika tēnei?
Yeah, ki taku maharai, moi awa. I think it might be the first time in history of all our hikoe ki Waitangi, hikoe ki te wharemata. Not commonly known as hikoe I runga I te tuara o ngā hoiho, but hey, there's always time for a first, so how exciting will that be?
When I first heard this, I went, "Far, this has got to be mean." Also, there's nothing like horses to show that you're ready to go. You're ready to, you mean business. Yep. Nā reira, koe nā te whakaaro mo tēnei?
Yeah, no horsing around, eh? We're going to put our best foot forward and we're settling up and prepared. It was motivated and inspired by our presence at Te Hui Amutu, Te Hui Ato Tātou Kēngi, Kēngi Tūheitepo Tātou Te Whenuwhenu Te Tuawhitu, I rato o Ngarua Wahia, Turanga Waiwai. You might have seen some images on social media, Ekare. Tell me about it.
Hey, you know, I'll say I was there, and that's what I mean by, you know, like you said, no horsing around. There was a feeling of pride, and of course, I actually saw it on the news. I can't remember which reporter, Māori reporter, and you could see you fellas running across the street there behind the scene, and it looks mean, you know, and there's a sense of pride, ne?
Absolutely. It's as you know, and many of our whānau, tamariki moapuna, we're the, you know, born on a horse before we could even crawl or walk. So, you know, in the spirit of solidarity, compassion, peace, and love for our kaupapa, it's much more broader, obviously, than our hoiho, but our love for community, and just paying huge respect to all of our paitukerau, Ngāti Kuri, who started the first embarked on the hikoe this morning, from Te Rere Ngā Wairua, Te Hāpua, ka mihi atu ki a rātou nā rātou, te hikoe tīmata I te rangi nei. And of course, hikoe has been part of our DNA since the beginning of time. We're much transient or people that I haere māraro I roto I ngā taumaha ki muri. So we've travelled the earth, and we continue to travel. Obviously, horses were introduced, and horses were introduced into our communities, and our people took the horses. Horses and carts obviously have been a means of transport along with waka, waka moana, waka whenua, and ko ngā hoiho. Our horses, the four-legged animal, has been part of our transportation for many times. So it's a mode of mobility. That really built momentum from our hikoe, Ngārua Wāhia. And so our whanaunga from Hiko o Te Ika e Ngāpuhi Nui Tonu, Ngāti Hene, have obviously opened their arms in welcoming us to Waiomio. Ki roto I te ano ki te wāhi noho ngia e te rā tupuna e Hene Āmaru, ki ōna rā. So Ngāti Hene kai te mihi atu kia rātou, kia koutou me ki. Kia Ngāpuhi Nui Tonu, and the guardians of our te tiriti o Waitangi me te whakaputanga ki runga o te tī marae in Waitangi. So, yeah, it's going to be a huge day in history. Many people will be walking, no matter what mode of mobility that they arrive at Waitangi. People will be converging on Waitangi, and I would imagine this year would be probably one of the biggest Waitangi days in our history, as we build up to the 200 years since the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. So just remembering all of those that have walked the hikoe from Te Rere Ngā Wairua in years gone by. Te rōpū matakite, the Hikoi Motu Whenua, which was led by Dame Tina Kupa I Ōna Rā, and right through Te Rōpū Kawariki, and the various Hikoi, and I recall the Hikoi 1984 from Ngārua Wāhea. Iwi Whenua was a big kaupapa then in 1984 from Ngārua Wāhea to Waitangi. So we just commemorate and bring together and band together as people, fellow horse men and women and children who will travel to Waitangi. So people from all around the motu, we've had calls from the top of the North Island right down to the Bay of Plenty. Pāpā Moa, that'll be joining us on the Hikoi.
Tēnā koe e hoa whakamiharo. Ai, pai te rongo I tēnei. Now, I am curious about the logistics of this hikoi with our hoiho. I've never done the hikoi. I've driven from Waiomio to Waitangi. I've driven from anywhere else in the country to Waitangi. I've never walked it, but never I have no doubt it's a long stretch. And so the call is for hoiho and people to arrive in preparation for the hikoi to Waitangi on the on the 4th, I believe, at Waiomio Marae, and you'll start the hikoi to Waitangi on the 5th of Feb. And I just wondered about the logistics of that. I know that's a tough hikoi for people with two legs, and I just had a whakaro mō mātou nei hoiho. Talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So most of our hoiho, first and foremost, our riders, our pedestrians, our hikoi, te hunga hikoi, their health and well-being and safety, first and foremost, is paramount. So we've put in place safety mechanisms or safety measurements to ensure everyone's health and safety is paramount. Whether you're walking on feet or walking on or riding on horseback, so ensuring that we have traffic control measurements, we have health and safety wardens, we have horse stops for water troughs and water drinking along the way, because it's about 15 to 20 kilometres from Waiomio through to Waitangi, to see Te Taurangatira Tairoa, Te Whaki, Te Papa Orunga, Te Waitangi. So ensuring too that when we arrive at Waitangi, we have adequate paddock or grazing area for our where we can tie our horses and desaddle them, if you like. So yes, it's paramount that not only the riders on the back of the horses are safe, but also our whānau that are travelling with us that are part of the hikoi. Now we see ourselves as secondary to the hikoi, so we'll be sitting back, and all of the people on foot will be the primary hikoi party. So we're really fortunate and privileged to be part of this hikoi. So we come as guests, and we respect as manuhiri te hunga tiaki, te hunga hikoi rungi I o rātou waiwai māraro. So yeah, moiawa, it is in terms of floating our horse, some of the horses from different parts of the country as a logistic part of the operation. And then also, obviously, the safety of our horses, that the welfare of our horses, in terms of the ensuring that they're well shoed, well groomed, and obviously well nourished.
Tēnā koe. And you know, as you hikoi, eke hoiho ki Waitangi, ka tahi ka tai koe ki Waitangi, ka aha koutou, what are you going to be doing once you arrive to Waitangi?
Yeah, so we're due to arrive in Waitangi on the 5th at about 10 a.m. During the church service that'll be led by Bishop Kitoki Kahu. Just working through the logistics now in terms of a place to paddock to graze, if you like, our horses, and still working through those details with the Waitangi National Trust, the CE of the Trust, Ben Dalton, and Peter Tipene, the chair, who are kindly looking into, now as we speak, a suitable and recommended place to paddock to graze our hoiho on our arrival.
Tēnā koe. And patai whakamutunga e hua. Have you got an idea of how many you'll be taking along with you or how many people with hoiho will arrive?
Yeah, and hey, the hoiho is part of our transportation. So we have fielded, like I said earlier, different calls and interest from different parts of the country. We will be joined, well, actually led, if you like, by our ngāpuhi whanaunga. And I'm just a shout out here to Puawai Harawira and the whānau, who are really probably our part of our hosts, and they're joining the hikoi, and they're already on their hoiho coming down country from Pehiku and through ngāpuhi country as well. So they'll be leading the way and joining us at Waiomio. So we're looking at about, it could vary from 20 to 30 horse riders at hoiho, and the riders that come with them. So from a range of 20 to 30 at this stage, who knows, that number might grow as we get closer to the day.
The impact of that and the look of that is going to be beautiful. I have no doubt about it. Te hua, nā reira, tēnā koe. Eruera, mō tō kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa. And just for those who are listening or have a kōrero about those details about the call for hoiho to assemble at Waiomio Marae in the evening of the 4th of February to make your way over to Waitangi. Tēnā koe, Eruera.
Ae mihi anei te tuahine, tēnā koe, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.